This is Scott Becker with the Becker Women's Leadership Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Sarah Medaille. Sarah's a real estate broker. She's an investor. She does a lot of different things. Brilliant woman, brilliant young lady. Sarah, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. Obviously, I'm Sarah. I am a realtor in Austin, Texas, and I also do real estate investing, and recently, as of this year, started working in some flips. So I kind of do everything real estate related in Texas.
And talk to us about Austin for a moment. Austin's one of the hottest markets, it seems like, in the country. Talk a little bit about the real estate market in Austin and just give us a sense of what's going on.
It's insane. I thought when COVID happened that, you know, things would slow down a little bit, and I actually was like, okay, maybe I can like take a staycation. That sounds nice. It did the complete opposite. And I think because the apartments here are so small, no one wanted to be in an apartment anymore. So apartments are typically anywhere from 500 square feet to 800 if you live downtown. So then when everybody was working from there too, everyone went and wanted to buy a house. So real estate went bonkers.
Do you ever worry as a person who flips houses or an investor in houses that you'll ever get stuck, that you'll ever buy to flip and you'll hit the market wrong and then all of a sudden you're stuck? How do you sort of reduce risk of that happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. With COVID, I feel like nobody really knew that answer. You just keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, we buy houses that we know people want. And if we do them the right way and we flip them the right way, I mean, they're going to sell. Austin has always been, for the last, you know, couple years at least, has been so hot that I think it slowed down for maybe 2 weeks. And then everyone's like, okay, actually, I think this is going to be fine. Let's just go with it. So there's always, I mean, there's risk involved. It's real estate. But if you know what you're doing and you know, you keep going once in a while, you're going to fail, but it should be fine.
But in the big scheme, if you're buying houses that you know people want, as soon as you get hurt on one house, two houses, you're not getting hurt that bad. It'll be okay. It's sort of the perspective on it. And hopefully it just keeps going in the right direction. You flip and win. Yeah. Another question for you. You're advising a home buyer and sort of you're at that sort of vintage where you've got first-time home buyers, you've got second-time home buyers, you've mm-hmm. got both, you've got that whole mix of ages that you work with. What are two or three pieces of advice that you give to a home buyer? What do you tell a home buyer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first piece of advice that I always give people, especially first-time home buyers, but it's just to trust your gut, because buying a home to me is exactly like dating. So if you can't wait to see a house again, or if you don't really care if that person ghosted you or not, that's kind of how you have to feel when you're buying a home. And if you can't wait to see that house again, that's when you know, like, you're emotionally involved and maybe this is the house for you. But a lot of people, they try and talk themselves into buying a home. Like, oh, well, I mean, it's a good investment and it'll go up. And Sarah says this area is good. But that's not what you should be looking for. So my first thing I always tell people is follow your intuition, and I'm not going to sell you a house unless you love it.
And does the house ever ghost you? I don't have to worry about that, do I?
You don't. But, I mean, unless you went out in multiple offers and you consider that ghosting, I mean, to each his own.
Yeah, so we're in good shape there. But, no, at the end of the day, your point is really well taken. You find a house you kind of like and try and convince yourself it's the right house, then you're always a little bit unhappy with that house versus a house you love, and you're like, this is the right house. We ought to go for this house. I think that just is literally magnificent advice. Two more pieces
you'll
of advice.
You'll just know. Like, you really will know. So just don't try and talk yourself into buying a house because you think it matches what it should be that you're buying. But my second thing that I always say is, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a realtor, but really, the first time I was buying a house, my realtor was awful, which is the whole reason why I got into real estate from my past field, which was in the medical field. But to get a really good realtor that isn't just good, but they care about you. So a lot of realtors are like, I've been doing this for 20 years and I have so much experience and et cetera, et cetera. but that doesn't mean that they're the best match for you. So what I say is to look for somebody that's hungry, that will hustle, that will find you something, even if it's not on the market. And with, especially in Austin, and right now with COVID, actually a lot of places are so crazy that you need a realtor that has enough time, not just enough experience, to go find you a house. You shouldn't be looking on Zillow to find it yourself.
So you need someone that's going to hustle, need someone that's after you, need someone that's smart, tuned in, and that can be very different than having 30 years of experience, because some people that might have 30 years of experience might not be at the top of their game today, and you got to be plugged in today to be helpful and be great. What about, people are buying a house or buying a second house. Do you need a lawyer for closing, or can you get away without it? So many realtors tell you, you don't really need a lawyer for closing. You don't really need one today. Title company does everything. Any thoughts on that very quickly?
It really depends on the state, because in Texas, not really, unless you have a really complicated deal you're working on. Hopefully your realtor knows enough and is your fiduciary to be able to advise you going forward. But in states like New York, you have to. So it really varies depending on what state you're in.
Got it. Okay. So thank you. And next piece of advice.
My next one is to learn about house hacking. Because house hacking to me is, I feel like, something that people just don't know enough about. And I tell all of my buyers to not sell their houses, which I feel like is very counterintuitive, but I tell that to everyone. Really, whenever you go to, and just to say it very quickly, you can rent your house out if you want to buy a new house. And then you can take that mortgage, have someone else pay it off, take that rental lease that you have, show it to a lender, and then you can get pre-approved again and go buy another house. And you never need to sell that first house. And you can do that over and over and over.
So the concept is, you use a term for it. What was the term?
House hacking.
House hacking. And where does that term come from?
I don't think I made it up, but I might have.
but not like house stacking. House stacking is you got many homes that you own, and you end up having a portfolio of rental properties and so forth.
Yeah. There are lots of different ways to house hack. You could be renting out a room. You could be renting out the whole house. You could be buying a duplex and renting out half. But house hacking basically means that you're not paying all your mortgage.
Gotcha. Fantastic. Okay. So three great pieces of advice. One is, don't force yourself to fall in love with the house. Make sure you really want that house. You know, two is, there's plenty of ways to keep your costs a little bit lower, house hacking, so forth. Three is, find a realtor that is really good at what they do and tuned in today at what they do. And I think those are actually magnificent pieces of advice.
Yep.
Sarah, you've built this great following. You've done a great job. You're also doing some investing with real estate. You're doing some flipping with real estate. Give somebody three pieces of advice on building their following, building their business. You've done a great job with it. What would you tell people in terms of building the business?
There has not been a day that goes by where I haven't wanted to quit at some point. It gets, being an entrepreneur and having to take on all this risk is scary, and it's a lot, and it's really hard. And I think a lot of people don't think about that in the beginning, but I have a quote by my computer and I read it every morning, and it can really be for so many different types of businesses. But what it says is, your success in real estate is a mathematical certainty. And that was by Gary Keller. And he said that, and many of the other quotes in my office. But basically what that means is that just figure out a plan, make sure the numbers work, and then break it down to what you need to do every single day. And then it doesn't matter from there if you feel good, if you're busy, or whatever the excuses are. No one cares if you're tired. So just get up and do it again. And if you do the right things every single day, you don't need to worry about anything. That's really it.
That's the number one piece of advice. Is success is a mathematical certainty. If you work the plan and do the plan and have a clear plan, you know, different skill ranges might lead people to different levels of success, but you could succeed. Let me ask you a question. Yep. You have another great quote that you love, because I love that.
My other go-to quote is by Tony Robbins. And can I say a cuss word?
You could say a cuss word as long as it's not too bad a cuss word. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is also right next to my bed because I am not a morning person. I hate waking up early. So what I was just talking about with, you know, no one cares if you're tired. Tony Robbins says it, and he said, if you're tired, no one gives a shit. Get up. And he, when you hear him say it, he says it with so much passion and he's jumping up and down that you're like, no one cares if I'm tired. Okay, let's go. But that quote is, every time I see that quote, just no one cares. You're tired? Who cares? Just do it.
So this is another quote that we love, and you're teaching and we're inspired. So you've got, we've got one more quote. Nobody cares if you're tired. If you stick with what you're doing, your ultimate success is a mathematical certainty. We love that. Sarah,
yeah.
One more quote.
I mean, it's not really a quote, but it's kind of a way to think about things that I really like. The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papazian is one of my favorite books. And what they talk about in there as when it comes to consistency is the domino effect. And what is one thing that you can do today to make everything else easier tomorrow? And if you, I think it's 45 dominoes, where if you double the size every domino, you'll hit the moon. And so I think that is just really powerful to know that for every little thing you do, if you just keep doing those little things, they add up to be so powerful that you can hit the moon.
You keep at it. You do a lot of little things. You keep doing those little things. You can't stop doing those little things. You can't be tired. You got to keep doing them. It's almost like what Gary Keller said, Tony Robbins said, you have to keep doing them and then success will come. You got to dig a lot of ditches till they start digging themselves. You got to do a lot of these little things. Then things happen. Good things happen. We think that's magnificent.
Just do the little things and be yourself. I think a lot of people try to like fake like they're successful or drive these fancy cars or do all of this stuff before they're there. And if you're faking it, people will know. And I think that I was on a team before, then I became an independent agent. Now I'm growing my own team. And I think that has helped me more than anything is I try to be so real. I'll drink a beer with you. I'll pay for your move if you need me to. Whatever you want to do, I'm a real person like you. And I think when you get into sales, people are so scared you're going to sell them that they're scared of you. So just to be a real person and do the right things every day. And I really don't worry about it anymore.
And hyper authentic. And as long as they're not buying the Dom Perignon when they should be buying the IPA, it's okay.
I mean, you can buy some Dom once in a while, but not all the time.
Especially if they're buying a nicer house. We're on board with that. Sarah, how do people learn more about you and your practice?
Yeah, I mean, you can always email me, call me, text me. I think, that's the easiest way to get a hold of me versus going on a website or anything like that. But I can say it on here.
Please go right ahead.
Email is just sarah.madali. It's Sarah with an H and then madali@kw.com. And my phone number is 512-434-0742. And I can talk about real estate all day long if someone lets me. So I think with house hacking and buying your first house and renting it out and how to really build wealth through real estate, I am so passionate about that I can talk to anyone about it.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. We want to thank you for joining us on the Beck Group Women's Leadership Podcast. You were fantastic. You taught, you inspired, you were great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.